Prices of maize flour, beans, cooking oil and other food commodities have shot up in Borsmaror market since flooding devastated the area 2 weeks ago. Speaking in Dinka, trader Mabur Kuala Juk, who owns a grocery shop in Bo Town, says he had to raise the price of a 25-kilogram sack of beans from 10,000 South Sudanese pounds to 13,000 South Sudanese pounds to cover his cost.
The flood has actually destroyed the businesses in the way that if you look at the market now, there are few shops operating. This is because some have closed. For example, the whole of Marantu market is closed, and as the result, the price have been increased.
Ajuk says if the floods do not subside soon, most traders will run out of stock, which will cause prices to go even higher.
If the situation continues like this for long, I'm worried there will be nothing to buy it in the market. The only option now left are the river and the air transport, which are very expensive in this case, resulting to air or river transport later will lead to more hike in price.
Ajuk says he was forced to raise prices to stay in business. Speaking in Dinka, Jonglei State Chamber of Commerce Deputy Secretary Ayuin Kur agrees traders had no other option but to increase prices after the floods.
Yeah, kitchen prices are very low.
Flood has made the road impossible, so there is no supply to the market. This has made available good not sufficient, leading to hike in prices. Two, if a trader get lost in any disaster like this flood, then that has destroyed the shop with good. The trader add the loss on the price of the available good.
Boris Denaliwanyet says the skyrocketing prices are causing more suffering for people who are dealing with aftermath of the floods.
They are increasing the price of food items every day. You can go to market and get this 5 liters oil for cooking. The price has reached to 2,500 or 3,000 in other stock. The maize flour and the sorghum itself become very rare in the market. And this one now become worse to IDPs, those who are running away from the houses in the village. So this one needs intervention of a state chamber of commerce and with government.
Residents like Anyeth are pleading with state and national officials to intervene and provide immediate aid to those affected by the Boer floods before things get any worse. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Boer.